Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest Bobby Persinger with the Licking County Foundation.
First off, we'll get into the foundation and what you folks are doing on a lot of fronts, but did you miss being here, Bob?
Listen, it's one of those things that sometimes you have to leave something to miss it, right? So back in 2017, I took a position in Columbus and, you know, started making the big bad commute all the way downtown, and had a great time. Then that thing called COVID hit, and I was to the point where I was like, all right, I'm going to come back. And coming back has been amazing. The growth and the development that's happened across all of Licking County, all the way from Pataskala all the way east over to our friends in Hanover. It's just been amazing to see. And like we were talking about before getting on the mic, it was never in my playbook to work downtown, but I'm loving the fact that I get to drive into downtown Newark every day and live and work amongst that wonderful, beautiful new downtown space. It's amazing.
Well, you see, if you move into the arcade, the apartments, you don't even have to drive.
Listen, I was thinking about it.
Plus, there's this little place called the Archive. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he knows.
I'm just trying to paint a picture here, Dave. Work with me a little.
All right, you're with the foundation. Maybe talk a little bit about what your role is with the foundation.
Yeah, so about 3 years ago, I joined the foundation team as the program officer for grants and capacity. And I get the privilege every day of coming into the office and working with our nonprofit sectors, all of those agencies and organizations that are supporting the community in a variety of ways. We currently have about 75 partners who are working on a variety of topics and subjects ranging from food insecurity to the arts and culture, addressing supports and services for older adults and for the youngest amongst us. It's a really great gig, you know, having been a nonprofit executive here in the past, being able to come back to town and say, well, let me help those organizations that kind of helped me find my teeth in the nonprofit space has been a really great great opportunity and something that I couldn't have imagined.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to work with Michael Schmidt, so I mean, there is that. I mean,
well, boom. That's all I got to say is boom.
But I'll bet, you know, having been gone for a little while, there's probably some things that surprise you. I mean, numbers of people being served, numbers of organizations, and just how much population-wise the county's grown.
Definitely. I mean, that was one of the biggest pleasant surprises that I got is when I came back, I thought, well, I didn't know that it could be better, but it is better in all ways. The people are more engaged. The services are more engaged. The community is just a stronger, tighter-knit space. And when I went to Columbus, all 88 counties in Ohio was my service area. So I've gone all over Ohio to the farthest reaches and the most interesting corners. And one thing that is very true is that Licking County has an energy and a collaborative nature that is stronger than I think the remaining 87 counties combined. It's just a different space here. And when I walked back into the community, one, thankfully, knock on wood, I was welcomed back. but two, just walking in and going, it's better. Like, whoa. Like, it still sometimes takes my breath away at the idea that things are just, it's clockwork. And the people here really care about what's happening to their neighbors and to their friends and to the people that they crisscross the county with.
Yeah, I'm curious, you know, prior to, you know, taking the position with the foundation, and as you mentioned, you were here before, but I have to tell you, Bobby, when I got involved with the foundation, I'm on the scholarship review committee. I was shocked at how much is happening through the foundation. Were you as well? Because, I mean, a lot of folks, they hear foundation, oh, okay, that's nice, what do they do? I mean, there's tentacles everywhere for the foundation.
Absolutely. I mean, again, so having been here as long as I have, admittedly, I told them when I walked back in, I never once reached out to the foundation as a nonprofit executive. You know, thankfully, I didn't need to reach out for any financial support, but I didn't realize this organization, who's turning 70 this year, it has tentacles. That's a great way of putting it, in everything. Everything you wouldn't even think that the Licking County Foundation would be a part of, creating a bike park for young people to ramp their bicycles off of 21st Street. I have to talk about the Louis Sullivan building. We just opened that last year. That was a 15-year project to restore one of 10 buildings in the country. And we have it right here. And the foundation led that charge and supported that idea. And now it's a gorgeous building. I would encourage everybody to stop in downtown to see it. But it's the home of Explore Licking County now. So what better way to welcome people into Licking County than into this gorgeous historic old building that served a lot of purposes for our community and now gets kind of that second chance, that revival moment to continue to do its job. Mm-hmm. Helping kids in schools, helping grandparents who are helping kids in schools, working with municipalities across the county to ensure that communities are developed and that they are viable entities that support the greater good. I mean, it's just everywhere. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of opportunities where the foundation has had an impact and played a role. I can't imagine, now that I know what I know, thinking, oh, 70 years of doing this? And for most of that 70 years, it's kind of been under the radar. Mm-hmm. But we're happy to come out and share some new things that we're working on and being able to say to the community, we've got at least another 700 years in front of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you may be here that long. Two of us won't be.
I've got good doctors.
All right. You talk about those programs at the table.
Yeah.
Last Friday, you mentioned you kicked off. I couldn't get there because we were here at the station to deal with homelessness. How happy were you with the turnout? And what has been the buzz since that meeting last Friday?
It was a great morning, and I'm sorry that you all had to be here on the radio because it was a great room to be in. Housing and homelessness has been a primary priority for the foundation for at least 10 years. We've been working on a variety of opportunities to impact the community in the best ways possible around those who are unhoused or homeless in our community. So back in 23, we started an initiative, created the Housing Investment Fund, which is designed, it was a grouping of friends and neighbors who came together to inject about $2.1 million into housing stock. We want to increase affordable housing in Licking County. We have some really interesting statistics that came out that said folks in Licking County might have to make upwards of $14, $15, $16, $20 an hour just to squeak by as far as housing expenses. So our thought was, well, let's increase the housing stock because that moves the needle. If there's more housing where folks are trying to level up, maybe families are growing, so they need to go from a two-bedroom to a three-bedroom. We need those houses. But we also need the houses for those folks who are leveling down. Once you've gotten to that place where you're an empty nester and you're like, I don't need a four-bedroom house anymore. I need to downsize to a two-bedroom condo. Well, we need two-bedroom condos. And we need it at price points where everybody can successfully get into a home. So the Housing Investment Fund, part of a regional collaborative through the affordable housing efforts that are in Central Ohio, $2.1 million came into the community. And we currently have two developments that are in progress right now. Hebron Station is a wonderful new 46-unit development in Hebron that is specific to older adult housing. Our community is aging. Our aging population, as our friends at LCAP say all the time, is growing every day. And we need spaces for those folks to wind down their time in Licking County. And this unit, this development in Hebron is really amazing. They're currently accepting applications. So that development is at the point of people can start moving in. We also have, I'm sure you all have talked with our good friends in Heath about the Central Park development. We also have a 400-unit mixed-use housing development that's going to go up in that development as part of that growth in that portion of the county. And it'll be everything from, Mayor Johns talks about it all the time, that he wants to be able to provide the opportunity for somebody to buy their first home and their final home in the same neighborhood. And that's amazing to us. So we started our journey, the recent leg of that journey, a couple years ago with housing. Last Friday, we stood in a room with about 150 people and shared with them that phase two of that process was an 18-month journey where we pulled together all of the frontline organizations that are addressing housing, that are addressing the circumstances and the situations across the spectrum, from the unhoused all the way up to home ownership. We had organizations like Habitat for Humanity Mid-Ohio in the room, Newark Homeless Outreach, the Licking County Coalition for Housing. And in total, there was about 9 different organizations that are working together. And we spent 18 months with them and said to them, hey, what are we going to do to take the next chunk out of the iceberg? You know, homelessness is an issue that has been a part of humanity since the dawn of time. So I knew we weren't going to walk in and solve the problem. If that was the case, we would have already solved it. We wouldn't have had to walk into that room. But I said to them, let's take the next chunk out of the iceberg. Let's see what we can do. And the outcome was amazing. They put their thinking caps on, and buddy, did it pay off. So we got to announce last week that the foundation is going to support another $3 million to the question. And part of that effort is going to go toward a public awareness campaign. We debuted a video that talked about what does it mean, what does it look like in Licking County to be unhoused in 2026. We had individuals with lived experiences. We had individuals who are working toward the solution. And we had just our neighbors, people in the video who are like, this is important to me. We have, as we talked about earlier, a lot of growth has happened since I left and came back. And one of the things that is strongest is this is our community. And these people are our people. And we're all friends and neighbors to one another. And that message really came out. We're about to kick off the campaign in April. So we're going to do it for a year. You're going to see billboards. You're going to see...
I better hear ads on the radio.
I was going to say, you're going to come and hear me again, or at least maybe I'll bring other people next time. But there's going to be social media posts. We're going to inundate the community to help the community level set and understand this is what it looks like today, and this is how you can be a part of the solution. Mm-hmm. We also got to share kind of what I kind of referred to as the big announcement last Friday, was that in addition to this education and awareness campaign, we're going to provide funding to support 5 community navigators over 5 years to help folks get from unhoused to housed, to help them move from under the bridge to in a home. And that is a big deal. When you have a person who is struggling with a substance use disorder, maybe they have a dual diagnosis with a mental health condition, or maybe they've just fallen on a hard time. They lost their job or their car broke down and it sent them to a darker place and they wound up under a bridge or in a shelter. Those folks need support. And community navigators do that. They're individuals who walk with you and work with you as you go through each step of the journey to get to the destination that you need.
Was this something that the folks that when you had the 18 months of getting together, they said, hey, this is a program we need to get involved in? Is that how this came about?
Yeah, it was kind of serendipitous in the sense that Commissioner Brown was kind of developing his navigator team in the vein of the public health supports and trying to get folks to be the healthiest that they can be. And we came along with our conversation on housing and homelessness. And I had a meeting with Chad, and I kind of went back to this group of experts and said, hey, guys, listen to this. And at the end of that conversation, it was one of those moments where kind of the light bulbs went off and people went, well, what if we just maximize the opportunity? Because something Chad had said to me as we were wrapping up our conversation was, he was like, listen, Bobby, everything is a public health issue. And being a former public health leader myself, that clicked that switch for me. And I went, you're right. Housing's a public health issue. If somebody doesn't have a home, they're in trouble in a lot of ways. So we took it back to this group and we were talking and it was one of those things that was like, well, what if we just enhance what's already happening.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Bobby Persinger with the Licking County Foundation. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.